ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So we're reading in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the sixth canto, chapter 3, Yamaraj instructs his messengers, Yamadutas, and today we're in text 27. Is that right? 6.3.27. Please repeat. Te Deva Siddha Parigita Pavitragata Je Sadhava Samadusha Bhagavat Prapana Tan Na Upasidata Hare Gadhaya Abhiguptan Na isham vayam nacha vaya babavama dande. Te deva siddha parigita pavitra gatha ye sadhava samma drisho bhagavat prapana Tanno pasidata hare gadhaya viguptam Na shambhayam na chavaya prabhava madande Te deva siddha parigita bhavita gata Che sadhava samadrisho bhagavat prapana Tanno pasidata hare gadhaya viguptan Na shambhayam na chavaya pavama dande Ye sadhava samvitisho bhagavat papana Mataji? Te. There. Is that right? Deva. By the demigods. Siddha. and the inhabitants of Siddhaloka. Parigita Sang Pavitragata, whose pure narrations Jehu Sadhava devotees Samadusha, who see everyone equally, Bhagavat Prapana, being surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tan them na not upasidata should go near Hare of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Gadhaya by the club. Abhiguptan being fully protected. Na not Esham of these. Vayam we. Nacha and also not. Vaya unlimited time. Prabhavama are competent. Dande in punishing. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Yamaraj speaking to Yamadutas. He said, my dear servants, please do not approach such devotees, for they have fully surrendered to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are equal to everyone. And their narrations are sung by the demigods and the inhabitants of Siddhaloka. Please do not even go near them. They are always protected by the club of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore Lord Brahma and I and even the time factor are not competent to chastise them. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In effect, Yamaraj, he warned his servants, my dear servants, despite what you may have done previously to disturb the devotees, henceforward, you should stop. The actions of devotees who have surrendered unto the lotus feet of the Lord and who are constantly, and who constantly chant the holy name of the Lord are praised by the demigods and the residents of Siddhaloka. Those devotees are so respectable and exalted that Lord Vishnu, personally, he protects them with the club in his hand. Therefore, regardless of what you have done this time, henceforward you should not approach such devotees. Otherwise, you will be killed by the club of Lord Vishnu. This is my warning. Lord Vishnu has a club and a chakra to punish non-devotees. Do not risk punishment by attempting to disturb the devotees. Not to speak of you, even Lord Brahma or I, even if Lord Brahma or I were to punish them, Lord Vishnu would punish us. Therefore, do not disturb the devotees any further. Om Ajnanatam Anandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshometam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Gaur Govinda Swaminiti Namane Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtataya Deshatarane. Translation again. My dear servants, please do not approach such devotees, for they have fully surrendered to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are equal to everyone. and their narrations are sung by the demigods and the inhabitants of Siddhaloka. Please do not even go near them. They are always protected by the club of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, Lord Brahma and I, and even the time factor, are not competent to chastise them. So, this is a very nice description of really a Vaishnava, a pure devotee of the Lord. They are fully surrendered to Krishna. They have no other desires except to serve Krishna with love and devotion. So such devotees of Krishna, they are most dear to Krishna. And Krishna says that my devotees, they're only thinking about me. And Krishna says, and I'm only thinking about them. So this is a question of love between Krishna and Krishna's devotees. And so this is a very stern warning that those devotees, those premi bhaktis, pure devotees, are so dear to the Lord that we should be extremely careful not to commit any type of offense, or not to try to chastise them or to correct them. Even Yamaraj himself is saying, even if Lord Brahma or myself tried to approach and to chastise, we would also be punished by the club of Lord Vishnu. So what to speak of us? Very freely, very easily we chastise devotees. So we have to be very, very cautious, very careful. And of course this is talking about topmost devotee, a Mahabhagavata, Premi Bhakta. And that definition is here because they don't think of any other thing in their mind. Manmana bhava mad bhakto, Krishna says, only think about me. They are fully surrendered unto the lotus feet of the Lord. So to understand who has unflinching faith in Krishna and who is completely surrendered to Krishna and who is purely motivated to serve and to please Krishna, this is very difficult to understand and to recognize such devotees. We may see by Shastra or descriptions in the Shastra of the qualities, the behavior, the symptoms of personalities. And we try to gauge that or to understand that by our imperfect intellect, mind, senses. It's very faulty, and so we should be extremely careful. Even we may see some good qualities, even you may see some fault with the devotee, but he's also in the process of purification. And it's very difficult to understand the internal thing, that how surrendered, how much faith does this person have in Krishna? And how surrendered, how much is this person surrendered to Krishna? And what is this person's real motivation? What is his real motivation? So to understand those things are very, very difficult. So therefore we should be extremely cautious when we're dealing with devotees. We should be respectful, we should be equal, we should be friendly to everyone, but especially to devotees, we should be especially careful. So this is a stern warning from Yamaraj himself. Such devotees, they're equal to everyone because they only see the soul. They only see that this soul belongs to Krishna. Krishna is the seed-giving father. And that soul is meant to render loving service to Krishna. So such devotees, they do not consider the body. What is that verse? That the sages, by virtue of their true knowledge, they see with equal vision. So they see the cow, and the elephant, the dog, and dog eater, and especially Brahman. They see equally because they see souls. They understand clearly that that personality, is a soul trapped within that particular body. And within that body also is super soul, Paramatma, Chetaguru, is also there within that body. So such devotees, they see equally. They do not have different type of prejudice. They're not involved in groupism. They're not involved in the politics. They're not on a material platform or mental platform. They're on spiritual platform. So these are some nice symptoms or qualifications of such pure devotees, such Mahabhagavatas. Such devotees, they are always protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They don't think, let me protect myself. They're thinking, let me just surrender and serve Guru and Krishna. And whatever happens, then that's going on by Krishna's arrangement. Not a blade of grass moves without the will of the Lord. And such pure devotees, they don't consider that anybody is their enemy. Prabhupada says only in material consciousness, only in political consciousness will you consider that, oh, this person is my enemy. He is a threat to me. But devotee, pure devotee, he's not considering anyone enemy. Everyone is friend. Suridham Sabhabhutanam, just like Krishna is everyone's friend, pure devotee is everyone's friend. Prabhupada says that he doesn't consider anyone to be his enemy, but they may say, oh, he is my enemy. That person is my enemy. But such a pure Vaishnava, he's not considering that anyone is enemy. Rather, everyone is Krishna Nitya Das, eternal servant of Krishna. Prabhupada continues in that purport that the actions of such devotees, such pure devotees, they are completely surrendered to Krishna. They constantly are chanting the holy name of the Lord. Their only interest is to hear and to chant Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam, to hear and chant about Krishna. Such devotees are so respectable, so exalted, that everyone is singing their glories. Evi, Jaso, Gusuk, Tribhuvana, in all the three worlds, even the heavenly planets, everyone is singing the glories of such devotees. And Krishna, he personally protects such surrendered devotees. They don't think, let me protect myself. They're thinking, let me just surrender and serve. And even you see in the case of Jad Bharat, that when he was in a very dangerous situation, they were ready to kill him. Then he just was so submissive. They said, oh, get on this table, get on this altar, okay, lay here. He was so submissive, so dependent on Krishna. He's just saying, okay, not a blade of grass moves. Okay, if this is what Krishna wants, then so be it. And if he wants to take me, he wants me to take me out of this body in this particular way, then what to do? So he completely surrendered and completely submissive. And at the end of the day, then the Lord himself, he sent, Kali, to cut off the head of all of these demons who were trying to abuse and to kill his dear devotee. So he's not thinking, let me try to protect myself. He just simply, let me try to surrender and serve, and whatever I deserve, and whatever the Lord's arrangement is, and whatever is my destiny, then let me just accept that thing. That's a perfect for me. So therefore, no attachment to anything material. And such devotees, because of that, are so elevated and so much glorified. Then it's said that even Krishna himself and Mahaprabhu, he takes great pleasure in glorifying his devotees. When it says in Chaitanya Charitamrita that when Mahaprabhu, when he was glorifying Haridas Thakur, Srila Haridas Thakur, Namacharya, then it was as if he had like hundreds of mouths in the glorification of his devotees. So the devotees always want to glorify Krishna, Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu, Krishna, they want to always glorify their devotees. And it's a question of love and affection between Krishna and Krishna's devotees. In many places, Srila Prabhupada speaks about this worship and service to Vaishnavas, how that is more elevated and more satisfying to Krishna than even directly serving Krishna. So the whole idea of our Krishna consciousness is we want to please Krishna. And most people, they're just running and trying to do some service directly to Krishna. And that's all right. But if we really want to please Krishna, then we should understand and follow Krishna's mood and Krishna's instructions. Mad bhakta puja bhyadika sava bhuteshu man mati means worshipping my devotees, Krishna says. That is better than directly worshipping me. Adi Purana, ye me bhakta jana partha na me bhaktas cha te jana mad bhaktanam cha ye bhaktais tas te me bhakta tama mata. Lord Krishna, he told Arjuna, those who are my direct devotees, they are not actually my devotees. Those who are the devotees of my servants, of my devotees, they are factually my devotees. It says in the Padma Purana that if one performs worship of Lord Govinda, but he fails to properly worship his devotees, bhakta, he should be understood to be not a devotee of the Lord. So if one tries to worship the Lord but ignores and doesn't properly respect and worship and serve Vaishnavas, then it says that he's not really devotee, but simply a victim of his own false pride. This is from Padma Purana, Uttarakhanda section. It says like this. One should always worship the Vaishnavas by all means. And for by worshipping such great devotees, one will be freed from all miseries of life. So this is worship of the Vaishnava. And we discuss, and it's discussed, Prabhupada talks about who is a Vaishnava. He's not running after a name and fame. Not running after, what is it? Nadanam, Najanam, Nasundarim, Kavitam, Bajagarisha, Kamaye, Mama, Jamani, Jamani, Ishwari, Bhavatad, Bhaktiya, Haitikitaye. And not running after women, not running after followers, not looking for name and fame, nothing material, no pranam, no pranami. It says like that. No women, no money, no prestige. That is Vaishnav. Vaishnav K. Who is Vaishnav? So it's explained. So this is talking about Vaishnava. Vaishnava in the true sense of the word Vaishnav. That means one who has no other desire, no other material desire. That's pure Vaishnav, Shuddha Bhakta. We are aspiring, hopefully, to become like that. And by serving such pure Vaishnavas, by trying to get their mercy, by having them pray to the Lord on our behalf, then there's hope. There is hope for us. It says that the lotus feet of our spiritual master is the only way in which we can attain pure devotional service, pure bhakti. The only way we can come to that platform of pure bhakti or pure devotion is by the mercy and the blessing and the prayers of our spiritual master. The only way to get out of maya, the only way to get free from material attachment and material desires and all bad qualities also requires mercy and blessings and prayers from bona fide spiritual master on our behalf. Prabhupada says two mercies are required in your spiritual life. A mercy of Krishna and a mercy of Guru. By the mercy of Krishna, one gets a bona fide guru. By the mercy of bona fide guru, then one can get Krishna. Two mercy required. So if we have some sincerity, some seriousness to want to serve Krishna, to want to serve God, and somehow Paramatma Chetu Guru, Krishna within the heart, he can understand, oh, this soul is looking for me, he wants to serve me, he wants to approach me or understand me or render a loving service, in that mood he's developed that desire, then Krishna clearly he can understand. And Srila Prabhupada says that the first installment of Krishna's mercy is that he sends you a bona fide spiritual master. And by the mercy of that spiritual master, then he helps us, he purifies us by his katha, by his instructions. He brings us through the stage of bhajana kriya, performing all of the rules and regulations and instructions, in order to purify our heart and our consciousness. Srila Prabhupada said, if I try to explain to these Western people about Srimad Bhagavatam, they're in Tamagun and Rajagun, what will they understand about the Srimad Bhagavatam? So Srila Prabhupada said, anyway, let me just chant Hare Krishna. Krishna will manifest within that chanting, and that katha, that Harikatha, Krishna Nam, chanted from such pure devotee, Premi Bhakta, it has a very wonderful potency and effect to penetrate all of the material coverings of that soul and to purify the heart and the consciousness of even the most degraded conditioned soul. That is the potency and shakti of such Premi Bhakta, Shuddha Bhakta, Vaishnava. His vibration is non-different from Krishna. He's able to chant Shuddha Nam, pure holy name, where Krishna manifests within that chanting. He manifests within the recitation of that Srimad Bhagavatam recitation. So by hearing from such personalities, the immediate effect is that one becomes completely purified by his mercy, by his grace. Then in purified consciousness, then we can begin to develop knowledge, or tattva vijnanam, knowledge of the absolute truth. So if Krishna is very pleased with us, and he sees some sincerity and seriousness for wanting to serve him and to please him and to develop love for him, then Krishna sends us association of such Vaishnavas, pure Vaishnavas. And by that association, then we can purify our existence, we can give up all of our material attachment, material desire. Sadhu, guru means cutting. Sadhu means to cut. So we have so much material attachment, so much material desire within our heart. Sometimes it's explained it's like a thick layers, or this rope, like a thick rope. So to get free from those attachments and those desires is not at all easy thing. And the only way it's explained is to have the association of Sadhu Guru Vaishnavas, to become greedy for such association in order to hear sharp words of Sadhu. His words are sharp. Heavy. Srila Prabhupada, when speaking about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he had a chopping technique. So not even cutting, it's chopping. That's why hardly anybody could tolerate this type of association. And it says that when he was walking, even he's walking on the sidewalk, the people would run across the road to the other side. They didn't even want to see him. They didn't even want to come near him. What to speak of humbly, submissively sitting and allowing to do this surgery. So somehow the false ego mind is like, oh, this is too heavy. This is too scary. So somehow Maya bewilders our intelligence, and somehow we think to avoid such association rather than to understand or realize that without that association, there's no way to purify our heart and our consciousness. There's no way to become really pure devotee without association of such sadhu, guru, Vaishnavas. And we pray to the spiritual master every day that my only desire is to have my consciousness purified by hearing this Harikatha Krishna Nam emanating from your lotus mouth. That's only desire. So without association in hearing those nice instructions and strong instructions, and without accepting those instructions, then we're not able to purify our heart and consciousness. We're not able to give up our materialistic desires, our materialistic attachments, especially this asat sangha, this addiction to asat. It's very, very deep-rooted. This is the only thing holding us back from pure bhakti. So how, we should think, how can I get free from this type of material attachment and these type of materialistic desires or these different types of addictions to asat? We should think how to get free from it. And the only way is to somehow desire the association of Vaishnavas, Sadhu Guru Vaishnavas, where they can speak in such a way that they're able to purify our heart and our consciousness. So they are carrying the full mercy of Krishna. Krishna is empowering them, empowering their words. And this is direct manifestation of Krishna and how he showers that mercy on conditioned souls in this material world. Srila Prabhupada explains, sometimes Krishna comes himself and he speaks Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada says, if you're very fortunate, like Arjuna, then you can just have Krishna directly preach to you. And if you're not like that, then you must hear from Krishna through his parampara. So parampara, disciplic succession, means coming from Krishna through his line. So hear directly from Krishna or through Krishna's parampara. And Krishna, Prabhupada says, Krishna only manifests in that place. Only there. So either directly or through parampara. If we can hear Krishna instructions through his parampara, then those instructions, empowered by Krishna, are non-different from Krishna, and they will purify our heart and our consciousness. Without hearing in that association, there is no way to purify the heart and the consciousness. Srila Prabhupada says, you cannot purify yourself. You cannot purify your consciousness. Because that purification, that process, that involves Krishna's energies, spiritual energy, material energy, Krishna is the controller of those energies. All we can do, Prabhupada says, is desire to purify our heart and consciousness, to clean ourselves from all of this material filth and contamination. And we should understand by Guru Sadhu and Shastra that the only way to clean the heart and the consciousness is to take a good instruction from Krishna and Krishna's devotees, the Vaishnavas. Cheto dhapana majanam. Mahaprabhu is instructing to cleanse, to purify the heart and the consciousness. So those pure devotees, they've already done that work and they've already become very dear to the Lord. And so even the Lord says, they are more dear to me than my own life. So therefore today, this instruction is there that such devotees who are carrying the full mercy of the Lord, who are empowered and authorized in Krishna's parampara, are very, very dear to the Lord, and they are doing a very important function in this Maya Jagat, in this materialistic world. Krishna says, there's no one in this world more dear to me than those who have completely dedicated everything, their whole life, how to completely surrender and to speak this Harikatha, Krishna Katha, to help deliver conditioned souls. No one is more dear to me. So if we can serve such devotees who are that dear to the Lord, This is very pleasing to Krishna. And it's very pleasing to Vaishnavas. And if we get combined mercy of Vaishnavas and we can learn how to please Krishna by serving such Vaishnavas, then our spiritual life can be very quick, very fast. This requirement is there. So Yamaraj is telling, please do not go near them. If we want to go near them, it should be for service. We want to serve them and we want to hear from them. Otherwise you say, well, Bhagavatam said don't go near them, and my mind is saying don't go near them, so that must be, that confirms it. I shouldn't go near them. So we should also not misunderstand. We should not go near them to disturb them. We should go. What does it say? Maya's job is to see, are you here to serve or to disturb? So if we go and we serve them, that's the only reason to go near them. Association means to hear from them, to take their good instruction. We should not think, oh, let him flatter me. You see, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, really, those persons who are flattering you, speaking apparently all sweet things to you, they are not really your friend. But those who speak the truth in an uncompromising way, even in an unpalatable way to conditioned soul, they are actually your friend. Because they're speaking the truth of what is for our benefit. So real Sadhu Guru Vaishnava, they do not flatter. They do not consider things in a political way. They just speak what is the real thing. What is our requirement to surrender, to purify our existence, surrender to Krishna, and to serve Krishna. So Yamaraj is saying, don't go near them, don't disturb them. Whatever mistake you've made up to this point, because of your ignorance, you didn't recognize them, you didn't understand some aspect of this philosophy. Don't you know Ajamil was chanting holy name? Offenseless name? So obviously they had some lacking in their understanding of the Siddhanta. And they could not recognize and understand because of that ignorance. And Yamaraj said, okay, whatever happened, happened. But henceforward, now that you have this understanding directly from me, now you be very, very careful. They are always protected by the club of the Lord. Do not go near them. Even Yamaraj says, even myself and Lord Brahma, even the time factor itself, are not competent to chastise such devotees. So to find fault, or to try to correct, or try to chastise such exalted Vaishnavas, pure devotees, this is said to be the greatest offense. This ahatimata means greatest offense. Because such devotees, they've given everything to the Lord. And no one is more dear to the Lord than such devotees. And so therefore, those devotees may not think to protect themselves. But Krishna, Lord Vishnu here, is saying, He protects His surrendered devotees. In one place, Srila Prabhupada was saying, sometimes we hear the devotees, we say sometimes, oh, Krishna will protect us. Krishna will protect us. So Srila Prabhupada laughed a little bit. I just recently read Prabhupada a little laughing. He said, so you think you can do any damn thing and then, oh yes, Krishna will protect us? Because we're saying we're devotee, we do any damn thing and then we say, oh, Krishna will protect us. Prabhupada said, no. Do you think Krishna is a fool? Krishna protects His surrendered devotees. Those who are surrendered to Him. And here the same point is being brought. So whatever Yamaraj warned His servants, the Yamadutas, my dear servants, despite what you have done previously, whatever mistake you have made, because of your lack of understanding or your lack of vision. Just stop it. My dear servants, despite what you may have done previously to disturb the devotees, henceforward you should stop. And Prabhupada says here, this is a warning. Lord Vishnu has a club and a chakra to punish his non-devotees. This Durvasa Muni, he offended Ambarish Maharaj. That chakra was chasing. Is it Durvasa Muni? He's chasing Durvasa Muni because he's not devotee. He offended devotee. He may be big jnani, he may be mystic, he may have all of these different knowledge and shakti, but really, he's not considered devotee. Therefore, he did not have spiritual vision to understand who really is devotee in Ambarish Maharaj. So that chakra was chasing Durvasa because he offended that Vaishnava. And he tried to run everywhere to get free from that. He went to Lord Shiva, he went to Lord Brahma, even he went to Lord Vishnu. He went everywhere trying to get free from that punishment, from the chakra. And then the Lord said, you go back down there and rectify that mistake that you made to my dear devotee. He's very kind, he's very compassionate. He'll forgive you. Only he can free you from that punishment. Even Lord Vishnu said, I cannot free you. So it says that when that chakra was chasing Durvasa Muni, he became very intelligent. If you have a chakra chasing you, it's amazing how purified and how humble and how intelligent you can become. And that's the point. Then later, he developed some intelligence. He got the purified. Then he really became humble. Then he realized, I made a big mistake. I committed a Vaishnava aparad. Now the Lord said, let me go and surrender to that Vaishnava and beg forgiveness from him to get free from it. Otherwise, no one can get free from that chakra. No one can get free from that punishment from Lord Vishnu. There's a nice example is there also. Does anyone have a question or a point on this topic? Yes. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
It is not just enough that a devotee worships Krishna, but a devotee has to worship the devotees of Krishna also, correct? You said that.
Why do we worship Krishna?
No, you said that.
Understand. I'm answering your point.
Yes.
Why do we worship Krishna? Why? We want to please him.
Let me complete my question, Prabhu.
Okay.
Maharaj, let me complete my question. You see.
Okay.
So we have to worship devotee of Krishna also, not only Krishna.
Right.
So we have certain guidelines for worshiping the Krishna, the deities and Krishna.
You have a what?
We have guidelines in the scriptures for worshipping guidelines.
Guidelines for worshipping Krishna,
yeah.
A sadhana.
So worshipping the devotee of Krishna means we are worshipping in our heart and mind, am I correct? By serving him. We don't show him aarti and ring the bell, and that way we don't worship, because the devotees may not accept such type of worship.
Samsaradava naralira loka chanaya karunya ganaganatam praptashakalya nagunanavasya vande guroshi charanaravindam. Right from the Mangalati we're worshipping Vaishnava. Then we go to the Guru Puja. Then we're worshipping Srila Prabhupada, we're worshipping Vaishnava. Then all instructions. We're trying to follow Prabhupada's instructions. That is also worshipping Vaishnava. We're reading Prabhupada's purport. He's explaining what is this philosophy, what is expected of us. By trying to understand Prabhupada and Prabhupada's instructions and trying to follow Prabhupada's instructions, that is also worshipping Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada said, then you go out all day and you distribute books and you, whoever you meet, you tell them about Krishna. You try to engage them in devotional service. We're trying to follow Prabhupada's instructions. That is also worshipping Srila Prabhupada. That is worshipping our Guru. Those instructions are the same instructions. So everything we do, we're doing because we know who are we. We are the servant of the servant of the servant. Mahaprabhu, he's teaching that thing. So whatever we do, even our worship to Krishna, we have no direct connection to Krishna. We're going through his devotee. And we don't have enough time, but I have many quotes I wanted to speak on this topic. How Prabhupada is saying that not directly do you go until you worship the Lord. We're going on behalf of and through and following the instructions of our bona fide spiritual master, of Guru. That is also worship. That is pleasing to Krishna. So simultaneously, we're worshipping Krishna by worshipping and serving his devotees as well. If they're running on a parallel line, Krishna is always with his devotees, and his devotees are always with Krishna. So both. But Krishna says, out of both, what I like really is when I see you're worshipping my devotee and you're serving my devotee. That's Krishna's own words. If you really want to please me, if you really want to show your love to me, then you show your love and your affection to those personalities who are the most dear to me. And Srila Prabhupada gives the example of the man who has the dog. You love me, love my dog. So you see, I don't know, in India, well actually in Bombay, many people are carrying that dog now, right? So, you ever see these people become so attached to the dog? Not God, but the dog, right? And then if they come up to you and they want to say hello, if you don't recognize their dog, and you don't show any respect about the dog, and you don't say anything about how beautiful that dog is, you know, and you don't pat him on the head, and you don't shake him, and you don't show any attention to that dog, huh? That man will be offended. You can say anything to that man. You can give him the world. But you just offended his dog, isn't it? And even if you don't really like dogs, or you don't have a lot of experience with the dogs, still, you have to make some attempt. Isn't it? Whoa, that's a nice dog. Whoa, he's beautiful. Oh, he's wonderful. Wow, he's very intelligent. He's got nice ears. You gotta say something about that dog. Otherwise, that man will be really uptight. Isn't it? So Prabhupada gives such a nice example. Huh? You want to love me? Love my dog. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's praying, let me become the dog of my guru, of Vaishnava. Let me become the dog of a Vaishnava. And let me just sit outside his room and protect him and look after him like a loyal, faithful dog. Has such nice qualities also. No offense to any dogs, right? They also have many nice things, many nice quality. And it says that sometimes the master may come and feed that dog, and sometimes he may not feed that dog. And still that dog, he just sits there. Right? As soon as we don't get some food, no prasad. I don't know if I want to stay. I don't know if I want to surrender. I don't know if I want to serve. Sir, you say, yeah, you have a microphone. Are you reasonably happy with me? Huh? All right.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam. Prabhuji, Sometimes ISKCON people plays a various role. Like Vaishnav, he plays the role of Brahman. Sometimes he plays the role of Kshatriya by doing the maintenance of the temple and various activities of the Lord. And sometimes he plays the distribution like a behave like a businessman.
Who behaves like businessman?
Like ISKCON people. Like ISKCON people.
ISKCON?
ISKCON devotee. ISKCON devotee. While distributing the books and making the temple and various activities, he plays role a businessman.
Yes.
Like
apparently, it looks like a business. Many times devotees are distributing books on the street, and some businessmen, they're surprised at how successful these devotees are at convincing people in the middle of the street to buy anything. And they come up to us many times and they say, "Can I give you a job?" Huh? You ask devotees. I tell you, we've had people come and give a business card and say, I remember distributing books in America, and I remember one big businessman, he came with his business card, he said, "I've been sitting here watching you from a distance. And I'm amazed how you're stopping all of these people, and they're all smiling, and they're all taking some book you're giving, and they're all giving some big money to you. I'm amazed." He says, "I have a place for you in my company if you want to be a salesman in my company." So I said, "Thank you for your kind offer." Of course, a little bit I was like, "Oh, what kind of business?" Really? What kind of business? But I said, "No, you see, we're trying to give these books to these souls so they can come in contact with Krishna. And then instead of spending their money on whiskey and wine and cigarettes and all other nonsense things, if we take that Lakshmi and we directly engage it in Krishna's service, and that person gets Krishna's direct instructions in the form of Bhagavad Gita, what better humanitarian work can you do for that soul? You tell me." So apparently it looks like a business dealing. But the internal meditation and motivation is how to give this person Prabhupada and Krishna's mercy so they can be benefited. And if they give any Lakshmi, any money, that also can be engaged in the Lord's service. You see, that's devotee's mentality, really devotee's mentality. So externally it looks like just a business, but internally and spiritually there's another motivation for why we're doing what are we doing. But materialistic people, they cannot see it and understand it because it looks so similar. So unless we're devotee and understand the mood, the mentality, the motivation, the desire of devotee, how can anyone understand that? That's why people make mistake. And they think, "Oh, they're just business people." You see, Prabhupada says, we can just go sit underneath the tree and chant Hare Krishna. There's no problem. But for the sake of the common people, they want some opulence. They want to see some beautiful place. So therefore, Prabhupada was saying recently in one purport, therefore we do these yajna, these yajna and grand performances and sacrifices. We don't need to do all of those things. We can just chant Hare Krishna. That is sufficient. But the common people, those who are materialistically inclined, they need it. So therefore, we're doing both. We're chanting Hare Krishna, and we're giving some nice facilities, some opulent, nice place where people can come and offer their prayers so they can gradually benefit themselves spiritually.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
ISKCON devotee is like an all-rounder.
Like what?
All-rounder? All-rounder. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Every role he plays.
That's glorification of Vaishnava. Then you get the mercy. You get mercy. Really, Vaishnava means he can do anything. Anything. He can. You see, when we joined the temple, they said, you want to become Vaishnava? Yes, we want to become Vaishnava. Okay, then you clean the bathroom. You clean the toilet. So we have our education, we have all of our degrees, all of this thing. Then the first job they give is to clean the toilet. Huh? I remember, they gave a toothbrush. They said, you just scrub in between all of the tiles. And while you're scrubbing, in between, you just say, Cheto Dapanam Majanam Baba Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. You just think, you're scrubbing your heart and your consciousness. Okay. Then I said, dude, can I do some other savor as well? Yes, you can clean the pots. You go to the kitchen. Huh? There's some, you wash the dishes and the pots. So then I never saw such big pots in my whole life. I thought, you know, some few little small pots, you scrub it like in the house, you know. Then I go down in the kitchen, the pot is like this. You want me to clean that pot? Yeah, here. And they gave me like one shovel, you know. Right? So we're cleaning the pot. But I tell you honestly, and you all know this, I tell you honestly, I never felt more happy in my life. I never felt so much happiness and peace. I don't care, we don't care what is that service. Just please give some seva. Give some opportunity to serve, to please Prabhupada and to please Vaishnavas, to please Krishna. That's all. Devotee can do anything. He can drive, he can clean, he can give class, he can cook prasadam, he can do deity worship, he can speak, he can preach. Huh? So you're very good realization. They're willing and can do everything for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. So let us pray that we can become such type Vaishnava. Thank you very much, everyone. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Aki, Srila Prabhupada Aki, Srila Gurudev Aki, Samaveda Bhakta Brinda Aki, Gopemanande!
Murli Prabhu?
Prabhu Hare Krishna.
Just to add to his realization, which happened just in front of all the devotees, we'd like to add to this realization very important anecdote. That's when Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj was very, very famous at his time. The same time, we had another very good Brahmana. He was also very famous. And his name was Madan Mohan Malviyaji. He had, with his hard endeavor, gone from shop to shop, house to house, to collect money for establishing the Banaras University. But he was not satisfied. He came to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. He said that, I want to learn something from you. Tattva Gyan. I want to learn Bhakti from you. He says, really? You are a very famous person. Why you have come to me? Yes, because I have heard your name. You are a lion guru. They call you a lion guru. He says, yes, okay. I would like to send you to the DT department. You go along with my devotee, go to the DT department. There's one devotee who is scrubbing the paraphernalia of the Lord and learn from him what is Bhakti Yoga. So he was scrubbing it such a way that brass he was making like a golden, copper he was making like very, very shiny. Mm. And he watched him for almost about 45 minutes. And he was so pleased to see the endeavor of a devotee, how he's cleaning the paraphernalia of the Lord. And then he went back to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj says, did you learn something? He was also very, very Uchkoti Brahmana who established. He says, yes, His Holiness, now I have come to know what is actually Bhakti Yoga.
Ah.
So this is our society, which is based on serving and using everybody in the service of Krishna and trying to do that very distinctly. When you are doing your service very distinctly, that's how you get recognized by the Vaishnava, and with the same endeavor you get recognized by Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God.
Thank you. Haribol. Just quickly on Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he very rarely let the devotees study and read the books. People are amazed by that. They think all the devotees were just all day studying and studying Shastra. He very minimized the sadhana to emphasize the service and the preaching. So this is a practical demonstration of that bhakti. If all we're doing is studying the Shastra and reading about bhakti, and then we don't practically do it wholeheartedly, then what is the point of our study of the Shastra? It's just an external thing. So we want to make it internal and practical. So Prabhupada made it very practical for us. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Gurudeva ki, Samaveda Bhaktivinoda ki, Gopi Premanande, Hare Hare Bo, Hare Krishna.